three uncles were in the military during World War II, two in the Army and one in the Air Force, I know that. And my youngest uncle, youngest in the family, was MIA in Europe for a period of time. And I remember my grandmother being very nervous about the fact that he was MIA. His name was Larry also, as it turns out. That was named after him because he was in the military. I went through high school, knew about this war that was going on in a place called Vietnam that I didn't even probably know where it was at the time. And when I went on to college, I was sure that this war would be over by the time I got out of college, 4 years later. Well, as we know now, surely it did not get over, so. In the meantime, I went to the recruiters for the Air Force and the Army and took the appropriate exams. Passed the exams for pilot training, both the Air Force and the Navy, when I got a call from the Air Force recruiter saying, "You got about 2 weeks, dude, before you're gonna be in the Army drafted." Then I decided, I guess it's time to go. So I signed up for the Air Force. So I went through training in the backseat of the F-4 down in Tucson, Arizona in Homestead, Florida. And of course, my next assignment was to ship off to Southeast Asia. I got there in November 1969, spent a year there, left at the end of November 1970. While I was in Thailand, I flew 193 combat missions in the F-4E, five of which were up in North Vietnam. At that time, we were not flying in North Vietnam due to political reasons. So most of the flights that I had were in Laos along the Ho Chi Minh Trail and in country in South Vietnam. What they usually say over there is your first 10 missions, you're like the new guy. And the first 10 missions, it's funny that it almost is exactly 10, you're scared to death because you don't know what's happening. You're being shot at every day and you're figuring that, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna make it through this. But after that 10 missions, it then becomes almost routine. It almost becomes a daily job. You go in, you brief for your flight, you get intel telling you what the threat is and what your targets are gonna be. You go brief your flight amongst your flight members, you go out the airplane, pre-flight, start engines, take off, go do your job, and you'll go back and land. And it becomes almost routine. It's kind of an odd phenomenon that goes on. So I don't remember being scared. I do remember some missions that I thought was my last mission. I made it through without getting shot down. Some of my squadron mates were not so lucky, unfortunately. The roommate that I had, he was a backseat pilot. I was a backseat navigator in 1972, and he got shot down. And he was a POW for 2 years. Talk about being upset. I was livid when I found out he got shot down because he's a great, great, great man. 2 years later, they released the POWs. I actually saw him on TV coming off the C-141. We were released from captivity. He came back and went to Las Vegas, Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas. I visited him twice, and he talked to me a lot about being a POW. I found out that it is, I guess I could say, worse than you could imagine. It wasn't so much for him because he was caught late. He was a POW late, and they knew they were going to get released. But even some of the things he went through are things that I wouldn't mention to families or wives.